الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we look at another quality of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم from his seerah, and it's perhaps one of the greatest of the qualities. I say perhaps because when we look at any of the qualities of the seerah, they all look like they are the greatest. So I'm not going to sit in judgment and say which is the greatest, but definitely this quality of sabr, of fortitude, of patience, which is demonstrated in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life, is definitely one of the greatest qualities that we learn from him and which is worth emulating and inculcating in our lives. Now, what is sabr? Sabr is, in my view, two things. One is what we understand by the meaning of tahammul, which is patience, which is not reacting to negative things. So whether that negative thing is something that produces sadness or something that produces anger, disappointment, any of these things. So it might be the failure of your own efforts. It might be somebody attacking you. It might be somebody trying to character assassinate you, or it might be external forces. Not reacting to them is one aspect of sabr. Now, when I say not reacting, please understand, I'm not saying not responding. They're two different things. Reacting is where the control switch is in the hand of the other person. So if someone is like fishing, if you put the bait and you get a rise, meaning the fish takes the bait, then the fish is dead, because the fish gets hooked. So if you get hooked, then you are dead, because he is understanding the thing, because he's also like me, a fisherman. So yes, he understands the analogy. A sensible fish is the one who doesn't rise, who waits for the other fish to see is this bait or is it. So not reacting. So reacting is when somebody says something, maybe somebody insults you, then you start, so now you are like a puppet in the hand of the other person. He can make you do whatever he wants. So one part of sabr is not to do that, is patience or tahammul, in the sense that we do not become puppets in the hand of somebody else. Added to this also is the issue of sabr with respect to how do you face disappointment, because not everything in life, you don't succeed always. Many times you make dua for something, but when the thing comes, you find that it is not exactly how you ask for it, right? Similarly, you make a lot of effort doing something, you find that the effort didn't work, or at least didn't work the way you wanted it to work. And then you might say, I had a good intention, I did everything possible, I did not leave anything undone. So why did this happen? And that's not a question that anybody can answer, because why did it happen? You have to ask Allah when you meet him. So, but how do you deal with that in this dunya? How do you how do you prevent yourself from falling into depression, or from becoming negative or cynical? All of these are useless things. I mean, if you fall into depression, you only hurt yourself. If you become cynical and negative, you only hurt yourself. So how do you prevent yourself from doing all that? All of this is part of sabr. Inshallah, tomorrow when we talk about Ridha bil Qada, we'll talk about that. But all of this is part of sabr, which is not reacting, but responding, meaning that you do something else. And that something else you do is not because of what somebody is making you do, but this is a conscious decision on your part. This is how I will respond. If someone insults me, I'm not going to react, but I will respond in a way which is positive, which is constructive, which is useful. And one of such ways is to ignore it. You don't have to necessarily react to any stupid thing that anybody says. So ignoring is not lack of action. Ignoring is also conscious action. The second part of sabr is to do the maximum that you can do in a situation, and then to trust in the qadar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is part of sabr, which is not simply sitting and waiting. Sometimes we have this mistaken idea about sabr, that sabr means to do nothing. वॉट एवर इज हैपनिंग, हम सबर कर रहे हैं. तो क्या कर रहे हैं? कुछ भी नहीं कर रहे. कुछ भी नहीं करने का नाम सबर नहीं है. सो काहली अलग चीज़ है, तो सबर अलग चीज़ है. काहली का नाम सबर नहीं. सो द इशू इज दैट नॉट डूइंग एनीथिंग इज नॉट सबर. सबर इज टू डू द मैक्सिमम. नाउ इफ यू लुक एट द सीरा एंड आई विल गिव यू एग्जांपल फॉर बोथ. फॉर तहम्मुल देर आर एनी नंबर ऑफ एग्जाम्पल्स ऑफ रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम बीइंग इंसल्टेड, बीइंग अब्यूज्ड, यू नो ऑल काइंड ऑफ थिंग्स पीपल डिड, बट ही नेवर रिएक्टेड टू एनी ऑफ दैट. Anything that had to do with him personally, he never reacted to any of that. In some cases, he responded. In some cases, he did nothing. He just ignored them. And what was the result of that? The result of that was that over time, all these people who were against him, who tried to harm him, those some of them Allah removed, but those who remained then became among his greatest supporters. I'll give you just three examples. Take Khalid bin Walid, take Amr ibn al-As, and take Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu ajma'in. What were they and what did they become? Yeah, I mean, who can say that, you know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, of course, he had great supporters. But I'm saying, if you look at Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu, if you look at Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, if you take Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu, who can say that these people were not the supporters of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? They were the greatest of supporters. They were people who literally laid down their lives or attempted to lay down their lives in the service of Islam and in the service of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But who were they? They were among his greatest enemies. Amr ibn al-As was such an enemy that he said, I will not even stay in the same place where there is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'll leave and go away. He made hijrat not to escape from the kuffar but to escape from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, of course, the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah brought them back. But I'm saying that these people, how did they turn? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued with his way of action. Khalid bin Walid does his best to destroy the Muslims. He ends up killing 70 Sahaba. But when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to Makkah for the first Umrah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam left a message. Because Khalid bin Walid's brother was a Muslim, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam left a message with his brother to say that, tell your brother Khalid, how long is he going to deny the truth? And tell him that I would like to see him. And when Khalid bin Walid heard this message, his brother, he left a note for him. Because he wasn't there. His brother left a note. And he said, this is what the Prophet ﷺ said. Khalid bin Walid was very, very impressed. He said, Subhanallah, Muhammad ﷺ wants to meet me. You know, I mean, why would he want to meet me? I mean, he was so, later on he said, I was so touched that this is what took me to Medina finally. That the Prophet ﷺ did not hate me. That he didn't want to kill me or something, he wanted to meet me. So this is the issue of tahammul. Now with regard to sabr, as in doing the maximum, again many examples from the seerah, but the example which I always quote and which in my view is the finest of those examples is the examples of the Battle of Badr. Here was Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, resources were few, there wasn't much to go, but he did his best. He deployed all his resources in the best possible way. He listened to advice, including where to camp. One of the Sahaba came to him and he said, Ya Rasulullah, this is a better place. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, camp here, the Sahabi came and said, is this a hukum from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? Is this wahi? Or is this your assessment of the situation? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this is my assessment of the situation. So he said, I have a suggestion of a better place. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, what is that? And he showed him. He said, camp behind the well, so that we have access to the water, and the water is denied to the enemy. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted his advice. Now think about that. Here he is the Nabi, he is the one receiving wahi, he is the commander in chief of the army. There is an ordinary soldier giving him advice. Why does he accept it? Because he is interested only in one thing, which is winning. He is not interested in his ego. He is not interested in proving I am the boss. No, we know who is the boss. I mean, sabr is a all of these things are linked, which we have been saying, but sabr is a reflection of confidence. Somebody who does not have confidence cannot have sabr. Because if you don't have confidence, there is always this need to prove yourself. I have to prove I am the boss. I have to prove I am the most knowledgeable. I have to prove I am this great sheikh. I have to prove this, prove that. So therefore, anytime there is anything from the outside which you perceive to be a threat, I mean, it will not even be a threat, but you see it as a threat because of your own lack of confidence. So immediately now you start reacting to this and that. But people who have confidence, I know who I am, I don't have to prove anything to anybody. I don't need any affirmation from the outside to say I am so and so. I know who I am. Both the good and bad of it, I know who I am. So I don't have to prove anything. So I don't have to react. Now this is a sign of great confidence, and this was the issue of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Great confidence. So he didn't, if a sahabi told him something, he said, no problem, alhamdulillah, good idea, let's do it. And he did that. So now if you see, what did he do in Badr? He did the best that he could do. He deployed all his resources. He did everything he could do. And then he stood before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he made dua. Right? And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Allah said, oh you believe, take the help, isti'anat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sabr and salah. Allah did not say, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu bis-salati was-sabr. Allah did not put the salah before the sabr. Allah said, first the sabr, first make the effort. Do whatever you have to do, whatever you can do. Then stand in salah and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salah in the meaning of salah as in prayer, salah in the meaning of salah as in dua. So, this is the method also that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us in the Quran, and the tafsir of the Quran in the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the battle of Badr, which is to me, this whole action there is the tafsir of Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Inna Allah ma'a sabirin, verily Allah is with the people who do sabr. And then Badr is a reflection also of that, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped the believers, Allah sent malaika to help them and so on and so forth. So this is the meaning of sabr, the meaning of fortitude in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As I keep saying, to remind myself and you again and again, the purpose of all of these reminders is for us to sit and reflect and say, where in my life can I find these things? And if I can find them, alhamdulillah, how can I strengthen them? If I cannot find them, how can I inculcate them in my life? The purpose of the Fajr reminders is not for us to simply sit and listen to some nice stories and go home. The idea is for us to try to inculcate this in our lives. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this possible for us, to make it easy for us, and to help us to do that in a way which benefits us in the dunya wal akhirah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika wa rahmatika.